March 17, 2023. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Lumkile Nkomfe, making headlines. AXA SAA will remain open for business and on alert during shutdown. Police vow to deal with any criminality, and Busisiwe Mkhwebane's perjury case postponed to October. Airports Company South Africa says it has contingency plans in place to mitigate any disruptions during the Economic Freedom Fighters' shutdown protest on Monday. In preparation for the protest, EFF members went to OR Tambo International Airport in Gauteng and urged staff and businesses not to operate on Monday. The party has been criticized for intimidating people into joining the protest and forcing businesses to close through alleged threats. The EFF has denied issuing any threats of violence. Yesterday, EFF leader Julius Malema said the party would protest in peace, but those who attempted to infringe on the party's constitutional right to protest would meet their maker. AXA said it would use the legislative instruments in place to ensure members of the public are safe at the airports, which have designated areas for peaceful protest. Police Minister Bheki Cele ordered the police force to ensure citizens' safety during the planned national shutdown. He said those who would be marching have a right to do so. However, there are restrictions, ways, and measures to be followed. Cele explained that those marching don't have any permission or right to harm, disturb, or block South Africans to go about their plans for the day. Cele added that his officers should also protect those going to work. He highlighted that nobody should block or occupy roads at the expense of other road users. Nobody should loot or force anybody to close their shops or businesses. Cele said officers should apply minimum force. He added they must not hurt or injure anyone. The perjury case against suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane has been postponed until October 26 for the outcome of a review application. Mkhwebane made a brief appearance in the Pretoria Magistrates Court today. She has asked the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria to review a National Prosecuting Authority decision to prosecute her on two counts of perjury. The NPA indicated in March last year that it wanted to proceed with the case. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.